Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, FEMA has been caught. We're going to go over this laundry list. Sabotaging key facilities all over Louisiana and even into other states. The police are guarding against them, saying that they're sabotaging things and are having to post armed guards against FEMA sabotaging. That's their job, create a bigger crisis. They get more funding, more control, more power, train us to accept martial law. The mayor saying he's going to send the feds in with armed troops and police to make everybody leave the city. They're breaking up families, taking family pets. It isn't important compared to breaking up families. It's just horrible. Right now, let's go to your calls. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
You are going to love this one. Yesterday, I was threatened with arrest by a female Navy recruiter. I was going to a building that holds several businesses, including four of the services recruiting. And I think just listening to you and being hip to all your films and that, I'm getting bold in my old age. Because as I was going into the building, there was a young black man coming out with this Navy recruiter. And I just looked the kid in the eye and I said, "Don't do it, man. He's nothing but a pimp for the globalists." And I pointed to him with my index finger, right? Next thing I know, I'm up in the office where I was going. And there's like a big window in between the door, or a door in between two.
Oh, yeah, a lot of these troops can't wait to start arresting American citizens.
They tracked me down. I felt like Rowdy Roddy Piper in that the movie They Live, you know, in the scene where she goes, "I got one that can see."
Boy, I love it if troops tried that with me.
She came in there. But, well, first of all, I was on the phone, and they were standing out in the hallway with this one guy. And then this other woman joined them, both in the Navy suits. And they actually came in to this other office. And I was on making a phone call in the lobby.
That's totally criminal. You need to file complaints on them immediately.
Who do I file complaints with? Could you help me?
You need to call the media. I mean, look, number one, recruiters have been caught. I'm sure you heard about this nationwide.
Yeah,
telling kids that if they don't sign on the dotted line, they're going to jail, which is extortion. They've been caught lying. They've been caught intimidating. They've been caught harassing in the schools. And you have every right to warn people not to be involved with these people. You need to call... You need to call the head office for recruiters. You need to post it you need to write the story up in an email format, send it to me to give it some traction, and you need to go take photos of the recruiting offices and attach that in the email. If you don't know how, get somebody to for you. You need to first expose them. Then you need to complain about it, and you need to call the police and file a report did they detain you? Did they act like they were in control? That's false arrest if they did, and I mean you've got them. Just and even if they don't get in trouble, just it's important to let them know.
They were both standing across from me, arms crossed, and this one guy is just I could see him seething like under his breath. He's like, "You got to get out of this country," and I'm like,
you said they threatened you with arrest.
Well, they did. She came up and she told me that.
They need to get out of this. George Washington was a prominent redcoat. George Washington, was a Billy, bad, rear end, Billy Badbutt, to use the term. And what did he do? He took the redcoat off and he put a blue one on because he was tired of stuff just like that. They need to leave.
Right.
So what else do these punks do?
Well, they said they stood on either side in front of me with their arms crossed. I said, "And this guy's seat," and he's telling me.
I tell him, "Get out of my face."
And that's what I said. He said, "Why don't you get out of this country?" And I said, "Well, why don't you get out of this office?" And then the lady's saying, "What I did is a Class C felony, and if I do it again, I'm going to call the police." And I go, "Call the police. I'm not a bootlicker."
Yeah, that's what criminals always do, is they threaten, they intimidate.
Right. And if I did commit a Class C felony, why would she hesitate? Why would they give me a second chance? It's a whole bunch.
No, all color of law.
I have her name and her number. Maybe we could call her up and ask her.
You know what? You need to put it in an article format.
All right.
Stay there. I'll talk to you during the break. I don't want to. I tell you, this is outrageous. Maybe I'll give them a call. But I want to hear how you dealt with them. Folks, America isn't about troops cornering you. You understand that's not freedom?
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In Denver, Colorado, in Houston, Texas, in Boise, Idaho, we have reports all over the nation. We've even got, audio taped interviews in military caught on video where recruiters go into the schools and intimidate and track children, 15, 16, 17, 18, and then they finally tell them, you sign on the dotted line, you sign on to joining the Marines, the Navy, or the Army, or we're going to arrest you right now. So they've been told by the Pentagon to go around saying that that basically threatening arrest. This is what they do. And Tim, who I remember calls a lot, he called originally 6-8 months ago about the recruiter threatening to arrest people down in Houston, and then it became a national scandal. Obviously, weeks later, it all came out, but he'd seen it on the news. And Tim went into a real estate office to handle something and saw, for stations that are just now joining us, he told the story in the last segment, saw the Navy recruiter walking out with this young kid, and Tim said, hey, don't do it. You know, you're going to get scammed, basically, and went inside. Then the recruiters come and follow him up in the real estate office and start threatening to arrest him and grinding their teeth and saying, leave the country. Finish up with what you said to them at the Lorain, Ohio Navy recruiting office.
Lorain, Ohio. And in their defense, I did point to him and say he was a pimp for the globalists.
Well, that's your free speech right.
Free speech right. Well, she came
in. If he doesn't like it, he needs to leave this country.
She came.
Being patriotic doesn't mean worshiping the government.
Exactly.
Being patriotic means standing up for the First Amendment.
She said that I, by pointing at him, was a threatening gesture, and that I was committing a Class C felony, and that if I did it again, I was going to be arrested. And I'm just telling them, look, I'm not a bootlicker. Get out of my face.
What they were doing is they were trying to get you to say something threatening.
Right. Exactly.
Good thing you had witnesses, or they'd have probably done something worse. Now, this is the Lorain, Ohio Navy Recruiting Office.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just shameful, folks, shameful that this type of stuff is going on. So what happened when you stood up to them?
Well, I said, they just came into the office, and they're standing there, and they're staring at me. And I'm on the phone. And I was facing them, and I had to go on hold on my call. And I dropped it down. I'm like, you know, what's your problem? And he's like, you're my problem, blah, blah, blah. And he said, why don't you get out of this country?
You're Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, why don't you get out of this country? He said, and he's just seething. And I could tell that the dude just wanted to rip my head off if it would have been.
Because, I mean, he doesn't have to go breathe to you. He doesn't have to get all the vaccinations.
Right.
He gets to lay around as long as they rope in a few kids a month.
And I just explained to him that he doesn't know the truth about this country and what's really going on. And right now I'm burning copies of martial law and total enslavement, and I got all the copies of Thomas Kelt stuff, and I'm going to stop
by. What did he say in the end?
In the end, they go, they just said, if you do it again, you know, we're going to have you arrested. And they walked out of there. They said I was committing a Class C felony by exercising my rights of free speech in the United States of America.
Well, they're teaching a lot of them that pointing is an Al-Qaeda attack.
Right.
And,
but show me in the law where...
Well, they tried to put 7 Christians in 47 years in prison apiece for praying on the street corner, all of it caught by news cameras, kneeling and praying. They were being charged as terrorists. I mean, the government isn't playing games, folks. And it was up in Ohio where that doctor called and complained too much to the VA, and then the Homeland Security said, well, he didn't threaten anybody, but calling too much is an act of terrorism.
Right.
And so they arrested him and convicted him.
So maybe we could just sick the listeners on him, give out her number and have everybody call and ask.
You know, I think it's pointless. I think it's pointless. The key is get your children out of public schools so these parasites can't feed on them. And just, you know, write an article about it and I'll post it. Don't take pictures of the recruiting office. Write me an article about it. Email it to tips@infowars.com and we will post it.
Very good.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Alex.
It.
Talk
you bet. You bet. Yeah, it's just better to do it written word. That way a couple million people conservatively will read it. And then it's got a real chance of them at least not doing it to somebody else. Man, I tell you, you don't like the military. You don't like America. Well, I don't like the borders being wide open. I don't like the government doubling in size. I don't like the fact the military's been trained to take our guns and put us in camps. And, you know, George Washington didn't like it either, and that's why he stood up against the Redcoats. Being patriotic means standing for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It doesn't mean because a bunch of swaggering, pot-bellied, lazy people want to go around telling us they're our gods that we have to lick their boots. The government is not my god. It will never be my god. Being patriotic isn't living in the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. You know, Hitler said, patriotism is worshiping me and worshiping the military. Why, you're against the troops if you don't let me feed them into a two-front meat grinder. You know, if it's a bad war getting the troops killed, it isn't supporting them, supporting the government that's sending them there. You stop the war and get the troops home so that they don't get fed in the meat grinder. It's just so... But again, a lot of really ignorant, shallow people at a primitive level just want to feel good. And it's just a real primitive way of, everything's fine, and George Bush is of the Lord, and I support the troops, and just everything's fine. Well, I'm glad you support the army that's, again, 24% on the ground in Iraq, Latin American. I'm glad you support our foreign army. It'd be like a Tory going, I love the splendid German Hessians, so what if they bayonet and kill Americans? I'm with the crowd. Well, you're going to the ash heaps of history, all of you. All of you trash. You know what? Most of the troops I talk to agree with me. Your propaganda isn't working. It's already failed.
Well, Hillary's going to get us then if you're not for Bush.
Hillary comes out and calls for a commission the same day Bush does. Bill Clinton's constantly vacationing with his family, the Bushes. Now, they've been in MENA business together for decades. It's totally staged. Hillary wants a bigger war. Chuckie Schumer wants a bigger war. Chuckie Schumer wants to go into Iran now. So did John Kerry. And I'd tell Democrats that, they'd get a blank face. The Republicans are all, darn Democrats are against the war, I hate John Kerry. Well, don't worry, John Kerry was for your war. They're all paid for by the same people. Do you like being conned? Do you like being manipulated? Do you like the government laughing at you? You know, I talk to neocons and I go, well, our government put Saddam into power. And our government told him to invade Iran. Our government told him to invade Kuwait. And our government conducted genocide against him. 1.5 million died in 13 years. And now it's even worse. And our government wants Balkanization. Our government is following an Israeli plan that's published, the Pentagon admits it, to balkanize the country and have it fall into civil war. That way it won't be a strong nation ever. They don't want an elected government that will actually be strong and rebuild Iraq because they couldn't control that. They are succeeding by having it be a meat grinder. They're succeeding. Then they get to sell more weapon systems and be in the country longer and build permanent bases. And then meanwhile, you're going to have hardened military bases with surrounding bedlam forever in Iraq. And the Pentagon says that's the plan. The Jerusalem Post says that's the plan. Rumsfeld and P2OG says that's the plan. I mean, that's a bunch of liberal propaganda. Dick Cheney didn't say they wanted to invade Iraq. That's a liberal lie by Richard Clark. Well, Dick Cheney wrote it in September 20th of 2000. George Bush's biographer says Bush said that in 99. He's probably a commie, too. Oh, no, he supports Bush. I mean, it'd be like if I said my favorite color was green, and then somebody said Alex's favorite color is green, and you heard me say my favorite color was green, but then you just said it's all a lie. He don't like you. He don't like you. I mean, I listen to neocons on the radio, the callers. I talk to them on the street, and they're so stupid. They're so dumb. I mean, I watch you get taken to the cleaners. I watch our society get raped. I watch the globalists dismantling our country. And you're running around waving plastic Chinese American flags, giggling giddily. I mean, this isn't funny. This isn't funny at all. And I just like Governor Pataki. Well, he's anti-gun, you know. He's going up for gun manufacturers. Well, let him, Alex. We got to give up a little bit. I like Bush. I mean, you are the scum of the earth, you filth. My children and my grandchildren may not have the Second Amendment because of you, you filth. We know what the liberals are. It's you that open the gates. It's you that are the traitors. Look in the mirror. You want to know what's killing America? You are cyanide to this country. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. This isn't what I called, but I was just watching CNN spin, and they showed the army marching through New Orleans, and then they showed one of the officers' machine guns, which was empty. It had no clip in it, and they said that it was against the Constitution for the army to participate in policing the citizens, and they said so they're carrying weapons with no munitions.
Well, you know, this demonstrates for everybody, so then they go, well, that's dumb. Let them help. That's ridiculous. They've had the National Guard there the whole time, but now the Marines are there. Now the Army's there. And it does not violate posse comitatus. They just can't be engaged in law enforcement activities themselves. They can certainly defend themselves, and the Marines were kicking down doors in 1989, raiding gun dealers. I have it in Road to Tyranny. They've had secret programs for 15 years plus, and they know exactly what they're doing, and it is a total, again, but they did. We need more power. FEMA needs total control. We just can't help the people. Meanwhile, they already have the power to do that. Then they claim they don't have the power and get even more power. Do you understand?
I do. That was a side issue. I just thought it was worth mentioning.
Well, what else do you want to add? Don't you talk about George Bush, bad boy. I don't care if there's video of him hugging Jeff Gannon and rubbing his fingers on the back of his neck. That's what men do to their friends.
Well,
I bet you're some kind of commie, aren't you, boy? I tell you what, let's just hear what you got to say after this break. All right, boy. Stay there, Jason. I'll let you finish when we get back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I hear scumbag socialists all over talk radio saying that we should arrest anybody that criticizes the government, that you shouldn't have freedoms, that it's time to put people in camps, that criticizing the government is evil. I mean, that's so un-American. And these idiots hear that and go, yeah, that's good. That sounds like freedom to me. Let's go ahead and go back and let Jason and Marilyn finish up. Go ahead, Jason.
Alex, I wanted to get your opinion on this conflux of horror that we have with Greenspan's crash prediction, the Chinese-Russian war games, which I believe are directed at the United States.
Well, they admit they are. What?
the Israeli Daniel Project and the suitcase dirty bomb sleeper cells, which are here thanks to George Bush's open door amnesty policy. I mean, it all seems like everything's teetering on the brink of disaster. What do you think of all of these things coming to a head at once? What are they waiting on?
Order out of chaos. They have to train us that sea troops are good. Men with machine guns, confiscating your guns is for your safety. The New Orleans is just a dry run to demonstrate all this. The CFR and all these generals for years have been saying how it's going to happen. It's for your own good. And, you know, Russia and China are basically being built up and armed to have all these staged conflicts, whereas the globalists own all three of these power blocks. I mean, look at all the investment the globalists have made in China, not to mention Russia. And order out of chaos. They need to create global calamities so the multinational corporations can then reorganize things even further and train the public to be slaves.
I guess my question is, are they waiting to pull the trigger on the stock market crash and the Daniel Project and the sleeper
cells?
Well,
I said they probably want to pull something big, some big disaster, and then start deflating the economy and then blame it on that disaster or that terror attack. And now they're starting to blame, oh, the economy isn't doing good like we said. They've been lying for years. It's not been good, folks. But oh, it's because of the hurricane, see?
Do you feel like they're waiting for the installation of the second Patriot Act? Or?
Well, they just don't have their whole program in place, and I appreciate your call. So they've already implemented Patriot Act 2 years ago. They never passed it. They just implemented it. I mean, they don't even need laws to do what they're doing. They just do it. Okay, and it's admitted that Patriot Act 2 was, I mean, enemy combatants, secret arrest, all that was implemented 3 years ago. So they don't even need all of Patriot Act 2 to do that. Frankly, this is a big, big, big meal to eat. America is a big, big thing to gobble. And they're really, you know, it's like they're at a hot dog eating contest, and they've eaten about 500 hot dogs, and the globalists are greedy creatures, but they're having problems. And they're having problems with their own people following orders, their own people being ruthless, their own people carrying it out, FEMA's getting caught carrying out sabotage. This is all a test. I mean, it's not going to be easy taking us down. I got to move quicker now. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi. I went to Jefferson Parish on Monday because my wife has, her family has some property there and in New Orleans, and I just can't express what it was like to be underneath that level of the number of helicopters, the number of Humvees driving around. The soldiers did have magazines in their M16s.
I wish you'd have shot some video.
I did, and I have some real interesting video.
Oh, will you please make me a copy of Mel?
Certainly.
Oh, you're awesome.
Pertaining specifically to FEMA, I was videoing, after we cleaned up his house, videoing the helicopters. And this car pulls up. There weren't a lot of cars in Jefferson Parish. They were staggering the people, letting only a few cars in to go look at their property.
Let me guess, instead of saving people, don't videotape.
Well, they didn't like the fact that I started videotaping them, but they were asking directions. They didn't know where in the heck they were, and they were looking for a school. And they were just driving around asking people walking down the street if they knew where the schools were. And my wife knows New Orleans, and she asked them, you have a street address for the school, and they had no address, just the name of a high school and no direction. And they were just, they looked like bureaucrats, you know, state, but they worked Texas state government for 10 years, and they got promoted up to FEMA, and they had their FEMA shirts on and their water in the back seat, and then quickly they drove off after
and
a school.
And they didn't even know to have a road map. That's...
They didn't need, they had this, with the map in one of their laps, you can tell is just a general Louisiana map. They had no specific map for the Metairie area, which is west of Orleans Parish.
Well, let's not take care of ourselves and make preparations to protect our families. Let's entrust our lives to them.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty eye-opening. And then another couple of things. I mean, there was so much that was, I mean, that we saw, that, and I will send you the video, but we did see some sort of communication devices up on a lot of the telephone poles that were not your average communication device. Some kind of antenna that they had put up, and I guess they were FEMA antennas. But I don't know, we couldn't make out exactly what they were, but they clearly weren't on there before this happened.
All right, it's probably some scrambled thing so they can carry out terror operations without anybody knowing. Stay there. By the way, folks, that list is coming up. We've caught them red-handed over 10 times engaging in sabotage. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, neighbor.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. Right now, we have a huge list of just all the things FEMA has been caught doing. We're going to go over some of that a little bit later. I mean, it's just very, very, very important to witness the full magnitude of their criminal activity. Go ahead, Nathan, in Texas, and finish up what you were saying.
Well, I guess the main point, just overall, was the feeling of being in a state of martial law and the number of guns, the number of troops, the number of helicopters. And I don't think they were doing much rescuing on Monday, so I think that a lot of that was a show of force. And the number of just the C-130s flying over pretty low over over Jefferson Parish. I mean, it was just I hope that I never.
Well, it's been admitted, just smoking cigarettes and pointing machine guns at people.
Well, and I went right up to where the levee breached, and they were running out boats, still running boats and rescuing dogs and rescuing people, and one of the rescue guys, of course, is wearing all black, has his machine gun, is barking orders at everyone. But they let me get right up to where everybody was. It wasn't as secure as they are making it seem like on television. If I was able to get that far, that close to Orleans and where to Orleans Parish and where the flooding is, but they're still there with the machine guns barking orders.
Well, yeah, it's just all about we have machine guns.
Right.
We're not going to save you. We're just going to walk around acting tough.
That's right, and I just hope I never have to experience that again.
Well, what format did you shoot this video in?
DV.
Well, listen, if you'd like to, if any of you have a good video, which I'm sure it is, we'll use it for the TV show and stuff. If you mail it to me and a little note in there that I'm allowed to use it, I'd
sure.
love to be able to use that and show people.
Yep, especially those boobs from FEMA. That was really great.
So you got video of them.
Oh yeah, they don't know where they are. They don't even know what they asked us. They said, if we keep going 5 miles that way, will we get there? And 5 miles in the direction they were pointing was way out of Jefferson Parish, way out of New Orleans. It was past the police barricades. They didn't know where they were.
Well, those are actually invincible God creatures. You're
yeah.
nothing. Learn to worship them. Well, listen, thanks for the call.
Okay.
And, yeah, you can send any video, folks, stuff off the news or video you've shot. Now, we'd love it. It really helps us. 3001, 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You know, I like to research where words come from. And do you know where the word boobies comes from? It comes from a group of pirates called boobies in the South China Sea that would feed on Portuguese, Dutch, British, Spanish ships. And they were called boobies. And then they kind of translated into a foolish idiot or a moron, being called a boob. But because one time I called somebody a booby on air, and I got an email going, how dare you use profanity? Hey, folks, if you're going to do that, you need to first learn what words actually mean. A booby is a pirate. You'll look that up in the encyclopedia. Not that I'm some master of words, either. One time in an article I wrote, I used the word niggardly. And I got really hateful emails from, mainly, I guess, white liberal types. And niggardly has nothing to do with the racist N-word. In fact, it predates, European slavery. But again, you cannot explain that to people. So sometimes I get in trouble just because I use weird words. And I heard him use that word, and I had thought, I better, explain that. And again, I'm not even that smart, folks. This is what freaks me out. I mean, the vocabulary of Americans 100 years ago was much larger than it is now. Just 50 years ago, we had the number one test scores in the world. Now we have the lowest test scores, not just of the industrialized world, but of many third world countries. It's all been done by design. But there's so many of these people that don't know anything, nothing about the world, about geography, about history, but they got all their opinions about politics, and they are dangerous. They are dangerous. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick. Rick, where are you calling us from?
Reno, Nevada.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. A couple of nights ago, I heard a report from someone, maybe you can verify it, that in the Louisiana area, Gulf Coast area, the military was making military conscription a condition for evacuation and food and water.
I don't believe that. I haven't heard that.
I have no trouble believing it whatsoever. I was just hoping you could confirm that.
Well, I mean, I have trouble just because when they get caught, they'll get in a lot of trouble. Now, are there cases of recruiters maybe intimidating? I mean, I know this. You have these agencies that are predatory. I mean, look, the local police get a bounty, not for convicting you, but from the feds, but just going to a home. If a neighbor called the cops because they heard yelling, nothing's even broken, no one's hurt. The department policies all over the country is arrest somebody, even if the charges get dropped, because they get thousands of dollars from the feds. So there's a bounty. Well, Child Protective Services all over the country, and it's the same thing with these recruiters and all of them. They literally have quotas, and this has all been in the news, from tickets to grabbing kids. There's quotas, and so they don't want to go out and actually find abusive parents to call the police on. They don't want to go out and actually find a kid who's in trouble. No, it's just easier to feed and target the schools. And now with Head Start, you get 3 CPS visits to your house. Parents don't know that About 20% of the time they open a case against them. Again, it's like you want to go fishing where it's easy, even if the fish are innocent. You know, there's the stupid way of trying to describe it. But we do know that they've sent hordes of CPS in to basically grab kids, harass families, because you got people that are homeless that can't defend themselves. And, man, if they can get a bunch of quotas and stack up a bunch of kids, especially little babies. I mean, look, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby, and there's even been big mainstream media exposés on this, brings anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000. Because these rich families don't want to adopt a black kid or a Hispanic kid, though there are Christian families that do, and they can get $50,000 for one of those kids, $50,000 for a black kid, $100,000 for a Hispanic. And this is just the prices. But these poor white families are at a premium, and we've already got reports coming in. They're grabbing them here in Austin. They're grabbing their kids, and you're destitute. Well, you can't take care of your kids now. We're going to take them. And then the family can't defend themselves. The kid's up for adoption. They throw some false charges on the parents. So are there, I haven't seen reports of this, I don't doubt it, are there recruiters maybe intimidating people, or we got a way out for you? Maybe. But, I mean, you said you heard this. I mean, what was the source? I mean,
this was two nights ago, morning before last, actually, wee hours, KGO 810 San Francisco. A caller gave this information to the talk show host.
But, I mean, see, a caller says, and then...
Yeah, as I said, I was just looking for some confirmation from you.
You know, I mean, they'll threaten to arrest you, and they'll do intimidation and stuff, and some, I mean, I don't know, maybe if they are, maybe I'm wrong, maybe if from Houston to Denver, if they really are threatening to arrest people, they don't sign the dotted line. I mean, it's totally criminal.
Now, Alex,
maybe they are.
Have you been looking down the road to potential for mass outbreaks of plagues and diseases as a result of folks leaving, infected folks leaving the Gulf Coast area?
Well, I think the government's gonna fearmonger with all of that. But I mean, they're saying typhus could be a problem. They're saying cholera could maybe even break out. They're saying E. coli has killed a bunch of people.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if bird flu and West Nile were to break out in several different places simultaneously in the next few weeks or months.
Well, we'll see. Thanks for the call. I know this. I have a friend who works in security at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport. And they tell the people when they come off the planes being flown in from other areas, they're not just being busted. They tell them, you'll be getting your stuff back. Oh, you'll be getting your bag back. They'll have a bag with the pictures or rings in it. And I was told this. And they take it, they go, of course, it's being dug through for goodies. But they take it and incinerate it. It's taken in a truck to an incinerator. And they lie to them. Oh, you'll be getting your stuff back. Sure you will. And the excuse is typhus. But believe me, folks, this is going to cause, they want people totally destitute, nothing. And so basically it's like after a battle in olden times with the blackbirds and the vultures and the other carrion eaters would come to the battlefield and feed. And right now the CPS and the cops and the government, I mean, they're all racking up their collars right now. I mean, they're just, you know, it's like hitting the jackpot every 5 seconds. You got defenseless people with no ID, no nothing. You got parents that gave their kids up to buses and military. You got CPS waiting. They get bounties. They get promotions. It's just child kidnapping. It's a wild feast of evil. I'm not kidding. So, it's your government, folks. It's your government. Let's go ahead, excuse me, and talk to John in New York. Go ahead, John. Okay. No, I just talked to Rick in Reno. Yeah. Okay, John hung up. Robert in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, man, your call is giving me hope. And I want to ask you something. A little while ago, I heard you interview Paul Craig Roberts, and he talked about the agencies down there in New Orleans being federalized.
Yes, everybody knows that who's got their head screwed on straight. New Orleans was federalized 2.5 years ago. Every major agency in the entire city was federalized. So the blame on the locals is a fraud. They federalized it to then lower the defenses. And then also all of them... He was number two at the Treasury. He even orchestrated a lot of funding for disaster relief. You know, he's got degrees in this. And FEMA holds the money, and so they set the policies for all the cities. They tell them what to do. So there's lots of FEMA posing and saying, well, do we have permission? Well, FEMA's been in control since day one.
Now, how about, because They're saying that the mayor withheld 500 buses to bus the people out. Now, if
that's not true. I mean, I hate that mayor, but I love Bush. It's all them just playing each other off. I mean, the government's bad, period.
Oh, yeah, because I made the mistake, man. I started listening to your show a little while ago, and I did vote for sellout John Kerry, but I opened up my eyes a little bit afterwards. And I just wish Fox had the cojones to do Hannity and Jones. Man, you're doing great work, brother. Keep up the job, man.
I appreciate it. Hannity and Jones. That's funny. Yeah, that'll happen when hell freezes over. They either want liberal, fake liberalness, or fake conservatism. A fake spectrum. It's a scam, folks. It's an old sales technique to tell you this is the scope of the choices. This is the scope of the world. This is the roadmap to the world. This is the sum of all things. And then you choose within that limited, fake, false spectrum. Left and right didn't exist until about 105 years ago. And the big robber barons paid with endowments to have it become what was taught in political science at all the universities. Left and right did not exist. It was freedom versus slavery. It was monarchy or oligarchy versus democracy versus constitutional republic. And people actually had the real political terms, excuse me, the real political terms to be able to have real debates. Well, it's like a computer, folks. You give it false info, it can't make a real calculation. So they basically introduced political viruses into our workings, and we're still stuck on it. It's like a CD or a computer skipping. It's just... It just never gets off that. You have these socially retarded people everywhere who are into their liberalism or into my conservatism. And it isn't about liberal or conservative. It's about worshiping their group, being part of that group, mindlessly defending the falsehoods when both groups are bought and paid for. Reuben in Ohio. Reuben, you're on the air. Welcome. All right.
Hey, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Love your show. Tim in Ohio inspired me to call up with a little story I had when I went to Twinsburg Public Library here.
Yes.
In Northeast Ohio.
Yes.
Just to use their computer. And it's the first time I ever used the computer there in Twinsburg. And the lady says she needs my library card. So she swipes my library card and says, you're at computer 3. I sit down. And, I never had to swipe my library card to use a library computer anywhere else. And it says, if you go to any of the unauthorized websites, you will be flagged under the United States Patriot Act.
Yeah, it's all part of the chilling effect. Hey, burning books and restricting access to reading is what freedom's all about.
Yeah, it freaked the heck out of me. It really did.
Sir, that's freedom. That's what the Founding Fathers fought.
Well, I've
so
had enough of that
know freedom.
Know
what you read. No, listen. George Washington said, we're fighting for slavery. We're fighting so there's no freedom. We're fighting so that the government knows what you read. We're fighting so there's no freedom, no private property. We're fighting so our children will be slaves. Actually, he said the opposite, but so what? I mean, let's just,
Hey, on a side note, Alex, I think Jim Tucker for the American Free Press wrote a favorable article for the new Supreme Court nominee, which, am I right?
Yeah, he's getting a lot of heat for writing a favorable article for Roberts. Well, it's like this.
He's a mystery man.
Well, not really. I mean, if you've got a latrine that's half excrement, or you got a latrine that's 5% excrement, again, they give you false choices. Do you want to bathe in one or the other? Well, I don't want to bathe in either. He's a latrine that's 5%. Gonzalez is 100%. He said that Bush is above the law. This is what Robert said. He agreed with Gonzalez that Bush is basically God, but they can secretly arrest citizens and put us in camps. He's horrible. But he's not a member of Mecha Ola Raza. He's not a white supremacist or a Hispanic supremacist. He has been anti-abortion in some cases, though not in others. And he's very sneaky. He's a total Bush insider, and he's obviously horrible. But Tucker's looking at him and saying, well, he's got to be better than Gonzalez. And I don't know what to say.
I got one last thing. Since you like to find out where words come from, see if you could find out where the actual word G-O-D, God, came from. because
it's for Baal or Baal. God, I mean, you know.
B-A-A-L?
I don't know. I mean, I've read that in several books on the subject.
Because I read something bizarre in an Islamic text that it stood for Government Ordinance and Department of Justice.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But this Islamic stuff was way, way out there. But I was just, you know,
That's the way the Muslim religion works, is anybody who wants to preach and be their own cleric and basically claim they're a prophet and say whatever they want, which, you know, I mean, that's the same thing with Christianity. That's why you got a million different denominations. But,
well, it was from the perspective, like, we don't know the true history of this country. And it made me look up where the word God came from.
Well, I mean, God just goes back to a base pagan word.
Got it.
Well, yeah, so is Lord. But, I mean, those were translations out of Greek. And then it just, people can then say, well, that means those words are evil. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, folks. It's what you think it means. I mean, language is language. It's like fag used to mean a burning ember. Now it means a homosexual.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Always interesting. We'll continue covering what's happening with these new Supreme Court nominees. Will it be Alberto Gonzalez? Probably not. We shot down that trial balloon back when Bush tried to float it a few months ago, but with Rink was dying over the weekend. We'll also get into, again, I want to go over some of the things that FEMA's been doing. Jamming police communications, cutting lines, not letting food and water in. Got a big chronological order of this on PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, let's go to Mark in Texas, then Ron, Walt, and Mike, and many others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Mark.
Alex, good afternoon, buddy. You know that before long, the spin machine's already figuring out how they're going to cover all this up or come out with an official explanation. And once that takes place, any talk of this after that is going to be nothing but conspiracy theories.
Well, there's feds also, big ones on TV, floating. And I'm not watching much TV, but I'm having to watch some, and I hear them floating. Oh, this is when the terrorists are probably going to hit us. How dare the terrorists hit us when we're down? We better rally around the president and let troops run our lives. Only that's going to keep us safe.
Sir, in situations like this, how difficult or how large of a task would it be to put together a citizens' review board? What I'm saying is right now, if we could get
Ron Paul... Hillary and Bush, notice how they work together. Same day. We need a 9/11 commission. Yeah, appointed by them to then call for total government takeover. You've been bad, government. We're going to give you total power.
Alex, a citizen review board. In other words, people like us, and I hate to say it, you know, us, but, you know, like right now, if we could get Ron Paul and Miss Landrieu from Louisiana, Harry, you know, the Sheriff Lee from down there, Mr. Bouchard, which you played some of his tapes on Meet the Press, get these folks together, get it out in the open now. See, that's in other words, this review board doesn't disintegrate once.
But notice Bush is saying, let's not debate why this happened. Let us just move on with saving people. That's so they can stage the propaganda or catapult the propaganda, as Bush likes to say.
They're writing it as we speak.
Well, they'd already written it. They're trying to blame it on the state and the city. But the problem is the feds had already federalized all that.
But from a communication standpoint, how could we go about that to get the word out? In other words, if we did hold a citizens committee review board on this thing, and we did have some prominent individuals that
I think it's a good idea, but listen, there have been countless citizens 9/11 review boards and members of Congress. And it does get on C-SPAN sometimes and stuff, but it doesn't get a lot of press. So that's not going to be a magic bullet, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
I'll call you if I come up with anything else. I'm on it.
Yeah, I mean, I could try to call Ron Paul up, try to call that, the head of that parish up, try to call Landrieu up. They're going to say, hey, we're too busy with packages helping the people right now, which is what they should be doing. And then Bush is going to be running around doing the grandstanding, doing the press conferences, setting up the whitewash commissions.
I'm wondering if some of those folks, though, they might not say they're too busy because right now it's pretty much been taken out of their hands.
No, I hear it. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and now go to Ron in California. Ron, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good.
I just had a little comment on the guy you're on the radio with last night. I don't really understand. What's his deal? Like, you know, he sounds...
You might want to introduce it for folks, because this isn't a private conversation.
The guy, John, I don't remember his name.
John Ronson, whose idea it was for myself and Mike Hansen to sneak in to the Bohemian Grove, and then he would admit that it's satanic, but it's no big deal.
Yeah, I thought he was totally ridiculous.
Well, we'll stay there. I mean, if you want to, when we start the next hour, you can comment on... John Ronson for 3 hours on Coast to Coast. They were gracious enough to let me pop in for a few minutes for a half an hour, and I certainly enjoyed it. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.